Welcome to week three. I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
And we're going to go over your quick tips.
So this module, Getting Back to Getting Some, is all about your touch and your physical intimacy that the two of you have together. So quick tip number one is to be mindful of the physical interactions that you and your spouse have. Take time to learn what touch your spouse enjoys and what they've been missing.
So if you start touching them all over the place and they react,
some won't like it and some will lean in for more. But you've got to know and you've got to have that conversation with your spouse. Quick tip number two, choose one or two of your spouse's favorite non-sexual touches and find a way to love on them in that way this week, every day.
And one way that Elisa and I do enjoy doing this, and I've shared this with her even over this past week, is just holding my hand while we're driving down the road.
We're holding hands right now. Hold hands. Hold hands. Quick tip number three is, as we dig into the physical intimacy, it goes even farther as we start talking about your sexual intimacy. And sexual intimacy is a form of touch that is absolutely critical in marriage. And it's often one of those areas that couples struggle with discussing. So this week, we're gonna challenge you to have just one conversation about your sexual intimacy. And we've actually provided, as you'll see in the different modules, we provided some conversation starters to help you get that conversation started. Which leads me into quick tip number four, commit to answering one or two of the 19 questions to amazing sex. This is a question sheet that Tony and I have put together with all different kinds of questions ranging from, you know, time of day to positions and more. Some of you are going to find some of these questions maybe a little challenging. Some of you are just going to jump right in. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. What we want you to be able to do is to really have good, open, and honest conversations with one another.
Right.
Now, question number five. Lots of times in marriage, there are differences in desire and in the frequency that each one of you wants to have sex. And as we say, differences can be celebrated and can even work to strengthen the sexual intimacy in your marriage. So we want you to listen to episode 140, Scheduling Sex, to get a better understanding of the intimacy lifestyle and how it might be a tool for the two of you to use in your marriage. We've actually been doing the intimacy lifestyle for, what would you say, seven years? 7 years, and I will tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that it has greatly improved not only our physical intimacy, but the sexual intimacy in our marriage as well, as compared to the first 11, 12 years of our marriage. Now, quick tip number six, this is to take a really good look at your bedroom this week. Yeah. One of the things that we're going to be talking about in the videos is, you know, is your bedroom truly a sanctuary? Is it a place where the two of you can retreat? And some of you might have to go through your bedroom and take a good long look and say, some of this stuff has got to go. So you've got to think about what promotes intimacy, what has to go, and this week, we're going to challenge you to make sure that you get rid of those things that have to go. Don't just talk about it. Take action to make it happen.
So we're going to get going now, but you're going to find each and every one of these in the videos below. We'll see you guys soon.